We are in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, Seif Hey. We're going to hopefully finish up Siman Aleph today. We'll talk about a couple of other ancillary things that seemingly at the time were said before even dawn hit. But things, a lot of things that we'll see are have now been incorporated in some way, shape, or form into the Siddur at some point, in some place, even after we wake up in the morning. Seif Hey, on the top of page Hey. Tov lomar parshat ha'akedah uparshat haman va'aseret ha'dibrot. We'll pause there. It's good to say, meaning he's saying tov lomar, this is not an absolute chiyuv, it's not an absolute obligation, but something which is worthwhile, to say these three things. Parshat ha'akedah, those are all of the psukim of Akedat Yitzchak. Could you actually pass me one of the archel sitters? No. One of the... Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Parshat Akedah, which is all of the psukim of Akedas Yitzchak. It's that whole portion of the Torah at the end of Parshat Vayera, which exists now in our sitters, before Korbanos. But it actually is in the Siddur. It is recommended to say. It's one of these things that, again, it's tov lomar. It's not a complete obligation, but it's here. It's actually all of the pesukim. It's 19 pesukim with a very beautiful tefillah both before and after. And that tefillah gets at the heart at why we're saying it each day, which is emphasized by the Mishnah Berura. If you take a Mishnah Berura, take a look at the Mishnah Berura, Siv Katan Yud Gimel. Third line down in Ksiv Katan Yud Gimel after the period, V'tam Lamirat Kol Zeh, Ki Parashat Ha'akidah Kedei Lizkor Skut Avot B'chol Yom. It reminds us, or it's us reminding God of the merits of our forefathers, that will hopefully be in our merit as well. Also, V'gam Kedei Lahachnia Yitzro, also to subjugate our Yetzer Hara, Kemo Shematzar Yitzchak Nafsho. Just like Yitzchak was willing to give his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're reminding ourselves how far a Jew is meant to go in the image of our forefathers to be able to give themselves up totally to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like Yitzchak was willing to give his life for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's why we say, on the simplest level, Parshat Ha'akidah, and again, which appears before Korbanos in our sitters. Second is Parshat Haman. Parshat Haman is the whole section of Parshat Bishalach, which has to do with the man, right? This is not like in code, which has to do with the man. It's actually that section of Parshat Bishalach. It's relatively long. I believe that's also in the Siddur. I don't get to say every day. I usually have to run on to the next thing, and it's at the end. Coming early is easy. Staying late's harder.
Tuesday of Bishalach. It's all good.
To say again?
The Tuesday of Bishalach.
Yeah, that's people make an emphasis on it that week. Here it is. Here it is, I think. Yeah, Parshat Haman. It's in the back of the art scroll also. Parshat Haman, it is there because it exists in Shulchan Aruch as a Tov Lomar. It has Yiratzon before and after, but like a lot more Pesukim because it's a really long parsha of the Torah. But it's also an incredibly powerful parasha to read. And the reason is, if you continue on in the Mishnah Berurah, he explains... Uparashat Haman, kedei sheya'amin, a person needs to believe, shekol mezonotav, ba'in b'hashkacha pratit, all of a person's food and sustenance, and for that matter, their financial resources, all of that comes, b'hashkacha pratit, it's all coming out of God's divine providence. Dichtiv, as it says in that parasha of the Parashat Haman, hamarbe lo he'edif, v'amamit lo hechsir, the one who took more didn't end up with any more, and the one who took less didn't lack. Meaning, it doesn't matter, well, he's going to say next, l'horot she'ein riboy ha'yishtadlut mo'il me'uma, that the excess of work, of effort on our part doesn't make a difference, which is a very powerful thing to say. That's actually a hashkafic statement. And there are those who would fall more on the hishtadlut side, more on the emunah side, but we're reading the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that the reminder is from the man, which is codified, that we're supposed to, it's a tov lomar every day, to recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent down man from the heavens. Here I'm raining down food from the heavens. And what he's saying, and what many of our sources say in that parsha is, this is a paradigm for all of reality. No matter what point in history you are, what we receive is determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how much we put in, no matter how much we think, if we're nicer to our boss, we say the right thing, if I do this, if I chop that, at the end of the day, you can work and work and work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain plan for you. And according to this perspective, that if you recognize, it comes from an internal perspective, if you recognize that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Hishtadlut itself is not necessarily as impactful as we think it is. And what we're trying to ingrain ourselves every day by saying this, and the Yiratzons that come before and after, is to remind ourselves of that fact, which sets the tone for the day of, what am I focusing on, why, and what do I expect to get out of it? Who runs the show, me or God? And that's a very powerful lesson to internalize. Right? Both are Mesiras Nefesh and God's in control. What's the last one? Aseret HaDibrot. The Ten Commandments, says the Mishnah Berurah, if we continue on. V'itab Yerushalmi. Sorry, we finished off about the man. Kol ha'omer parshat ha'man muftach lo shelo yitma'atu mizonotav. That anybody who says parshat ha'man, it's a pretty good promise from Chazal in the Yerushalmi. Anybody who says parshat ha'man, meaning says it and internalizes it, will not in any way be lacking in their sustenance. Good. Aseret HaDibrot, kadesh yizkor b'chol yom amar Har Sinai. One of the most important moments of our history, if not the most important of our history, was the receiving of the Torah, which is the basis of how we interact with reality. So we need to remember the Aseret HaDibrot every day. V'itchazik b'emunat Hashem, to strengthen ourselves in emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the faithful relationship between us and Hashem. Well, those are why those three things exist. Now, in terms of the Aseret HaDibrot, again, we're going to skip over the Korbanos stuff for the moment because I want to discuss Korbanos as a whole. If you go to the Ramah up on top, he says about the Aseret HaDibrot, "V'dafka biyachid mutar lomar Aseret HaDibrot b'chol yom." Only one by him or herself can say the Aseret HaDibrot. Aval asur le'omran b'tzibor. It's asur to say the Aseret HaDibros in a congregation as a communal prayer. Why is that? Take a look at on the next page, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Ted Zayin. Bitzibor, mipnei hakofrim, because of the heretics. Shiomru ein Torah elazo uvifrapi zmaninu, that say that the whole Torah is really the Aseret HaDibros. Everything else doesn't really matter. What's the main thing? What's the biggest light show? What's the biggest event that happened in Jewish history? Matan Torah. What do we get at Matan Torah? In our minds, the Aseret HaDibros. What's the core of Judaism? The Aseret HaDibros. Everything else, we can take or leave. The Aseret HaDibros is what's at the core. So because people have that mentality, we don't say it as communally as at Sibor. Ulekach in kodvinotam gamkin al kuntres hamiyuchad letzibor. We also don't make it on a cloth or a little pamphlet that's specific for the tzibor, like in a way that glorifies it as part of the communal practice or for the community. Yishekatvu dilo asur la omro betzibor ela lekavo bein abrachot kimo kriyat shema. There are those who say that it's not us to say it in the tzibor, but rather just to establish it between brachos like kriyat shema. Aval kodem brach shamar mutaraf betzibor. But before brach shamar, before we really start codified tefillah in a particular organized way, then it's okay. However, at the end of the day, the Mishnah We accept the opinion that we don't say it in the tzibor at all. Uviyachid, and even biyachidus, even if you want to say it on your own, dafka shelo b'tocha tefillah. It cannot be in the context of formal tefillah. It's before or after. We don't put it inside. Tof. But even putting it in, if you put it between the brachos, even for the yachid is asur. So we have to be careful with the Aseret HaDibros because of the impact that it has in terms of the message that we're sending about what Judaism is and is not in a time when many Jews and many non-Jews are confused as to what Judaism is and is not about. Any question? Yeah.
But I've seen in the Beit Midrash there's been the symbol of the two tablets.
I've wondered about that myself. Usually it never has the full text. Very often it's Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, and sitting on the Aron. What you don't see, which I've thought about since I've been learning this, I don't think I've ever seen on the walls of a shul like a huge parchment, like or a huge picture, which just has the text of the Aseret HaDibros and kind of glorifies it as a central, unique text that should be on the wall. I mean, like, you see Brich Shmei because it's useful when you're davening, you see Modim Derabanan. I've never seen, like, a picture like that of the Aseret HaDibros. I assume that there must be somewhere in the poskim that legitimizes having it as an Aleph Bet Gimel Aleph Vav Zayin Chet Tet Yud on top of an Aron, as long as you don't have it in a way that publicizes it as a kuntrus for the tzivor, which is what he specifically identifies. But it's a fantastic question. Everybody good on those three pieces of daily tefillah? Well, potential daily tefillah, right? That's the idea. Yeah? Okay. So now let's talk about the presentation of korbanos in this section, in the time we have remaining.
Are these also included in Tov Lomar?
What are these?
The korbanos.
So that's exactly what we're switching gears to. So go back to Seif Hey. Tov Lomar, Parshat Akidah, Parshat Taman, Vaseret HaDibrot, and then he says, Uparshat Ola, Umincha, Ushlamim, V'chatat, V'asham. And also the Ola, which is a certain type of korban, and the Mincha, another type of korban, the Shlamim, another type of korban, and the Chatat, another type of korban, and the Asham, another type of korban. We'll talk about what types of korbanot they are as a group in a moment. Skip past the Ramah that we read, and keep going on in the Shulchan Aruch up on top. Vav. He says, Parashiyot ha-korbanot lo yomar ela bayom. However, even though we're generally talking about things you say before dawn, better to say, he says here the korbanot should only be said during the day, and the Mishnah Berurah clarifies it's better to say them during the day, but if you know you're not going to have time, you can say these parshiyot even before dawn. That the Mishnah Berurah goes out of his way to clarify that, because we're talking about a pre-dawn situation here. Then he says in Seif Zayin, Kishisayim Parashat Ola, after finishing saying the Ola, the full elevation offering, Yomar, Yiratzon Milafanecha, it should be your will, God, Sheyezech Hashuv, that it should be considered, Umikubal, and received, Kilui Kravti Ola, like I gave an Ola, like I gave an elevation offering, V'kachimar Achar Parashat HaMincha V'Hashlamim, so till you say Yiratzon after the Mincha, the flower offering, the Shlamim, the peace offering, mipnei shehim ba'im b'nidava, because they all come b'nidava. What does nidava mean?
Like a gift.
A gift, a giving, it comes from you. Come back to that word in a moment. No, actually, we'll stop there. The idea here is, and many people in my experience confuse what's actually happening in the Shulchan Aruch here. The Shulchan Aruch is not talking about korbanos, as we are familiar with korbanos in the beginning of the Siddur. The korbanos that come after the Akedah are a very specific set of korbanos. It starts with, actually you can even see it inside if you just want to see the words, that which is listed in Seif Tet. Yishno agin lomar parshat kior, the washing of the hands before the service, v'achar kach parshat trumat adeshen, then the cleaning out of the removal of the ashes to prepare for the next day's korbanot, v'achar kach parshat atamid, then the continual daily offering that has to be brought every day, v'achar kach parshat mizbach miktar ketoret, then the ketoret, which was also brought every day, the incense offering, u'parshat samanei ha-ketoret vasigeto, and then also the extra pieces of how the ketoret actually worked, which don't necessarily exist on a text level, exist in the Mishnah and the Gemara. There's a clear differentiation that's happening here in the Shulchan Aruch, which one needs to be sensitive to. When he talks about korbanos in Seif Hey, in the Tov Lomar section, he's talking about extra korbanos. He even spells out in the Be'or Halacha in Parshat Ha'ola which passages from Chumash we're supposed to read. And those passages of Chumash don't appear in this Siddur. And I actually did a tour of every Siddur that I could find in Ashkenazic and Sephardic tradition that I had available to me. I looked in many of them. There's no Siddur to my knowledge in our day and age that has any of these korbanot. These korban, I don't know why it fell off of our tradition, or any tradition, but these parshiot are korbanot are korbanot nidava. They're optional offerings or an offering that I have to do bring because I did something, because I have guilt, because I did something wrong, because I have to get kapara.
Oh, it's Zvachim.
What?
What about when it has mishnas for Zvachim?
Separate thing, and that's not even mentioned here yet. We'll talk about why Ezu Mekoman is there when we get later on in Shulchan Aruch, and I'll mention that in a second. These are optional or specific offerings that you're doing because something happened, not required daily offerings. That's why they are Tov Lomar. That's why you can say them before dawn if you need to, and it's, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, Kikori Batorah if you need it to be in certain situations. It's why the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you have a choice on Shabbos between saying these parshiot, these extra korbanot, or learning Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum, or engaging in the weekly parsha, learn the weekly parsha. Why? Because it's us to bring these korbanos on Shabbos. So when you read these korbanos on Shabbos, It can only be like you're just learning Torah. So if you have a choice between learning this Torah or learning Parshat HaShavua, says the Mishnah Berurah, learn Parshat HaShavua. Recognize that this whole siman is are things that we can say that are extra to davening. So these korbanos extra to davening, so much so to the point where traditionally they seem to have totally fallen off the face of the planet in terms of saying them every single day, even optionally. That's also why in Se'if Tet, where the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Nohagin Lomar, the Kior, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Tamid, and the Ketoret, which are required daily offerings, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't comment and the Rama doesn't comment. Why? Because in Simanim, Memchet, Memtet, and Nun, way down the road, there's going to be simanim about these korbanos. Why? Because those exist in formal tefillah later on, and that's not what we're talking about here. Why the Shulchan Aruch includes them here, and why he says yesh noagin, when it's my understanding both Ashkenazim and Sephardim assume that there is an absolute chiyuv to say the tamid and to say all of the daily korbanos, is unclear. I don't have an answer to that question. As far as I know, both Sephardim and Ashkenazim hold you have to say at least the Tamid and the Ketoret, and also probably the Kior and the Truma Session. We'll talk about that more in later. We'll talk about it more in later Simanim. You can clarify for me also. Even if you know it's Kior, for sure the Tamid. Tamid? Yeah, for sure you have Tamid. So we'll talk about that. But to recognize that what's happening here, to keep a sensitivity, what he's talking about here are optional korbanos. Other korbanos, we'll talk about how much of a chiyuv they are, and we'll also clarify. We'll talk about how much of a chiyuv they are for whom. In their context of davening, which is not what's being talked about here. With that, we'll conclude our discussion of what happens before you get up in the morning, and we'll start talking about how to get dressed on Thursday. Yeah.